Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Punch Bowl. I'm really excited again. It's just been so exciting and what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios, doing our IPO, selling stock to the community for only $1 a share. And it's excellent. It's awesome. You get to be a shareholder and a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 a share, and we just think that that's amazing. And we're really, really, really happy. I am on the road right now. I've been on the road, seems like forever, but I know at least for 2 weeks. And I've been traveling the country. We launched a new TV station in Beaumont, Texas. While I've been out here, it's great. It's excellent. We switched the equipment in Houston, Texas. So what's going to happen is now each station will be able to put local commercials on in each station. So we'll be able to run our national commercials and have local commercials in each station in that market. And I'm going to tell you something that's absolutely exciting. So now I'm heading to our TV station in Jacksonville, Florida. So believe it or not, I'm in a place called Natchez, Mississippi. I don't know if you ever heard of Natchez, Mississippi yet, but that's where I be at. I be at Natchez, Mississippi. Natchez. And but before I go any further, I'm going to introduce our co-host tonight and our producer, none other than Sharifa. How are you tonight?
I am excellent. Looking forward to another fabulous show. It's Monday,
yeah.
So we have the weekend off. So
yeah.
Let's see what happens tonight in the Punch Bowl.
I'm excited about what's happening. Guess where I am right now? I'm in Natchez, Mississippi.
Sounds
you ever
fun.
Heard of Natchez, Mississippi?
Can't say that I have.
It's Natchez, Mississippi. I'm in Natchez, Mississippi.
You are on the move, making things happen for all of Punch TV Studio stockholders.
Yes, I am. I have been on the road right now for about two weeks, it seems like, if not more. And, man, I cannot wait to get back to California. You know, I don't got nothing against Natchez, Mississippi, but it ain't Los Angeles. It ain't Inglewood. It ain't any place like that. I'm going to tell you that right now. So I'm traveling right
cold.
Now. I'm careening. Oh, it's cold, girl. It's at this moment where I am in Natchez, Mississippi. And I'm just saying that name because I know it's a name you ain't never heard before. It is 31 degrees. Now, it's cold. I'm trying to tell you it was cold.
Wow.
So let me tell you the interesting thing. It has been 14 degrees. So the last couple of days in Houston and Dallas, Texas, it's been like 14 degrees, okay? I don't know if you know what 14 degrees feels like, but it's cold. For somebody from California who just left, 14 degrees is like cold, okay? But
okay.
Today, it warmed up to 30 degrees. And let me tell you, it's so good to be outside in 30 degrees after having spent a couple days in 14 degrees. Now, I never thought I would ever say something like that because 30 degrees is cold. But it did feel good with the sun out in 30-degree weather. So what's going on in your world, Sharifa?
We are definitely making things happen. Today has been another exciting day. we have so many things on the horizon. Just I'm waiting for the right time to share them.
Well, let me tell you what I heard today.
I heard it today.
I heard it today, and I tested it out. I heard it, and then I tested it. So you want to hear what I tested it, or you want to hear what I heard it, because they wanted the same thing.
Yes.
So I tested it. You're able to upload videos now on Nabuki.com. So I uploaded some videos on Nabuki as it relates to my trip, and it's awesome. It's totally awesome. I uploaded the videos to Nabuki, then I posted it onto my Facebook site, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So now I have a video on Nabuki that has something like 270 shares or something like that. No, 70 plays, which I thought was pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Have you in the Nabuki today?
Actually, I have. I've spent a lot of time this morning on the Nabuki.
What did you do on the Nabuki?
I read through all the comments. I watched the videos. I like the video factor. I like that you can upload the videos now. That's kind of cool. So I checked it out, accepted a couple of friend requests.
Nice. It's pretty cool to see people start joining Nabuki, and I think that's pretty cool, actually. I think it's pretty cool.
It is, to go from a brand-new network to having people just join the network. It is pretty exciting, on top of everything else that you're doing at Punch TV.
On top of everything else that we're doing at Punch TV, we have our own social media network called Nabuki. Nabuki.com. Nabuki. You want to go there, upload your photos, tell your friends to Nabuki, upload your photos, upload your videos, share with your friends, create new friends, join the groups, especially if you're an actor and you want to be in a Punch TV project. You need to join Nabuki and see how it works for you. So let's just get right into it today. Sharifa, who's in the Punch Bowl tonight?
We have a couple of people joining us in the Punch Bowl tonight. We have a few people on the line. If you're listening now and you'd like to speak directly with CEO Joseph Collins, please press 1. We are going to take guests momentarily. Before taking guests, I think we should at least take a short commercial break.
You want to take a short commercial break?
We can take
a short commercial break. Yeah, let's take a short commercial break. We're going to take a short. But tell everybody where I be at. Natchez, Mississippi. Natchez, Mississippi. And that's a name I wonder who was Mr. Natchez. You know, I wonder who that guy was. How do you come up with a name, Natchez?
We'll find out after this.
That could be a social media site, Natchez community, like Nabuki. Let's take a quick break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the Actors Group at Nabucchi.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabucchi?
Do you, Nabucchi? Do you, Nabucchi? I think I'm gonna write the Nabucchi song.
You're gonna write the Nabucchi song?
I'm gonna write a hit record. Call it Nabucchi.
You could write a hit record.
I'm gonna write a hit record and call it Nabucchi.
Fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about Punch TV Studios. Tell us a little bit about the IPO and how things are going with the stock.
Well, the IPO is amazing. First of all, we're doing something that no one thought that we could do, and yet we are doing it. All of the big guys in the investment banking world thought that I was absolutely an idiot for wanting to sell stock directly to the community. I was told that the little black people, and I've got my little fingers up doing it just like that, should not have an opportunity to be a part of something this great. And that's literally what I was told. However, the community across America has been embracing Punch TV Studios, and I think it's absolutely incredibly awesome. The other thing that I think is awesome is that people are able to invest in the IPO before it begins trading, because we get this question a lot. What is the stock symbol? How do I do that? Okay, but here's the thing. When you buy the stock before it hits Wall Street, there's not a stock symbol yet. The stock symbol comes once you hit Wall Street, and then the stock symbol comes. Once we begin trading, and then the stock symbol comes. And that is when the stock symbol comes. And you want to know that because you, as an investor in this particular IPO, you're being empowered because there's no stock symbol yet. That's the empowering thing about it. And I think that was completely and totally awesome. I think it's awesome. Awesome to give people an opportunity to be in Punch TV Studios on a grassroots level. I also think that it's important to note that we are going to execute a phenomenal business model. And when we execute this business model, we're going to generate somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion a year in annual revenue. So you get to be a part of a billion-dollar company for as little as $1 per share. And that's what makes this so freaking amazing. It makes it awesome. It makes it stupendous. It makes it punch. It's just wow. You get to be a part of that. You get to be a part of that. And I'm
so why
thankful.
Do you say it's empowering for not to have a stock symbol?
Well, it's empowering because you get to be in before the stock begins trading, which means that there's more likely of a chance that you're going to make a tremendous amount of return on your investment than if you were to buy your stock after it begins trading. So now it's almost inevitable. I can't say it's inevitable, but it's almost inevitable that you're going to make a return on investment. That's what's more than exciting. And when you invest in a stock, you want to invest in a stock that's going to give you a return on your investment. And that's why this is so important. That's why this is so powerful. Now, here's the other part of that. Here's another part of this I'm just going to say. There are basically a few exchanges, stock market exchanges, that you could trade on. And I'm going to break it down like this. There's basically four exchanges you can trade on. One is the New York Stock Exchange, which we are vying to be on. I'm making a goal that within 4 years after we close the IPO, it's our goal to be trading on the New York Stock Exchange. And there has never been an African-American company that has traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and our goal is to be there in 4 years. The next thing is then you have the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is a lot of technology companies. A lot of companies are on the NASDAQ, and the NASDAQ is awesome. And when we close out the IPO, we are going to apply to be on the NASDAQ. That's what we are going to apply. And why this is so powerful, because the stock must be at least $5 a share in order to trade on the NASDAQ. So with all of our shareholders coming together, we should be able to create a stock that should have a powerful place in the marketplace. The next one is OTCQB, which is a very, very good exchange. A lot of companies are on the OTCQB, a lot of companies. And then the last but not least are the Think Sheets. And one of the questions I get all the time is Punch TV Studios a penny stock? Punch TV Studios is not a penny stock. What we are is a stock in its IPO phase, and we're allowing you as a community to purchase our stock and our company for only $1 per share. That's what it is. But penny stock is typically stock that trades under $5 a share. So that's typically what a penny stock is considered. Well, you sound like you're going to ask a question or say something.
No, as you're saying, that is excellent. And I know in the last few shows, we haven't really spoken much about the IPO. We've been taking guests and taking questions. So I just wanted to remind everyone of why we're here and of the Punch TV Studios IPO. Now, we do have a guest joining us in the Punch Bowl, Mr. Corey Crenshaw. Are you with us, Mr. Crenshaw?
Hello. Yes, I am. How's everybody doing?
We're great. Excellent. Awesome. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Yes, you are. Corey is a friend of mine. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, Corey. And I have to be on the show tonight. So, Corey, I'm going to ask you the question I ask every other guest. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight?
Well, I'm really excited about seeing the opportunity of us owning our own again.
Yeah.
You know, and having, you know, the power to put the type of programming on that our youth can watch, where we can educate our youth, and, you know, we can create our own love stories and just our own stories in general, us as a people, you know, because a lot of shows doesn't reflect on what I live and what I see, you know, so they have these writers. But so I just like that opportunity to see what you have going on, and I so respect the grind and how you're out here pushing.
I'm out here, man. We are shaking trees and taking names.
That's right.
I ain't playing with it.
You know, and give me some stocks for my kids to have. You know, like, this is huge. You can't go get any of that stock from NBC for a dollar.
Not for a dollar, no.
You ain't doing that, you know, or not even BET. So, being an opportunity to be on the front end of something as beautiful as this, you know, for us, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's almost like the word FUBU, for us guys, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing, man. I'm excited.
What do you think?
I know that.
I'm just going
to
ask
you. To be able to pass
something
down to my children.
Yeah. From your point of view, and I'm just going to ask because, you know, you're not in the day-to-day of Punch. I want people to know you're not in the day-to-day of Punch. But what does something like this mean when you see this happening like this? Because you really follow us a lot on Facebook and stuff. And so what does something like this mean to you when you see this coming together?
It's opportunity, more so than anything. It's opportunity, you know. I look at, you know, the opportunities for jobs, for writers, you know, for just everyone associated in that field to be able to have an opportunity to be a part of a Punch, man. This is like it's amazing to me, you know, and it's something to show my children, you
mm-hmm.
know, to give them the entrepreneurship aspirations of doing their own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful thing for me. I'm really excited. I can't wait. You know, I've been following you guys for what, 2 years now, 2.5, 3 years?
I think it's been quite a while.
It's been quite 3-4 years. We've been talking for like 3 or 4 years, you know.
How did you end up following us, actually? How did we end up connecting?
Who is it? The young lady that works for you. What is her name? She has the Closet website.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Vice.
Rachel Ramos.
Yeah.
Rachel Ramos.
Yes, Rachel Ramos, yeah. So she and I were talking, and she was telling me about, you know, Punch, and she was like, you know, look it up, and I started trying to, you know, just go on the website and checking out all the different shows, and I started asking her, you know, like, where is it? And she started telling me where it was, and she was telling me, she was like, some big things are here to come. She said, stay tuned. So we just stayed in touch, and then you and I think I reached out to you, and we just started talking, and it was gone from there. It was gone from there. It just hasn't stopped or slowed down.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what's your opinion? Because I got a complaint the other day, and I got a complaint from a shareholder. This is a guy who's a very good shareholder, good guy though, very good guy. And he complained. He says, I shouldn't be able to talk to the CEO. Of a public company, I just shouldn't be able to do that. What's your feeling or your take on that? Because I've been very accessible to our shareholders and to people that are considering investing in our company.
I've always been able to. I mean, sometimes I may not be able to get in touch with you like right then, but eventually you would either text me or you would call me back and say, hey, you know, I'm out on the road, but you know, how you doing? What's going on? I've never had a situation where I just haven't been able to talk to you, and we've never met face to face. We've never met. So I know you make yourself available. You know, we've never met. I've never actually seen you face to face. So I don't know about that one. I've always been able to contact you, or you send me an email or Facebook and say, hey, you know, how you doing? Or send a text out, and then I'll forward it, or we just talk for a brief minute. So you've always been available, and you know, to me.
Well, that's what he's saying. He says I shouldn't be available. He's saying I should not be available.
Why not be personable?
I'm just going to tell you what he says. He says he thinks it brings down the overall value of the company because as a CEO, I am available.
No, me as a shareholder makes me feel good. Makes me feel good that the CEO would take my call or call me back. Or better yet, just send me a text. You know, it makes me feel good about my investment.
Okay.
So I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I really try to communicate with people, even though I've been getting like complaints. We don't want the CEO on the phone talking to. We want to see. I've been getting that from shareholders. It's amazing. I can't even believe it.
Why separate yourself?
Yeah. Shufa, how do you feel about that?
You know, I think it's an excellent idea. I think that people, because this is new for people, that they have questions and they really want to feel heard. So, you know,
yeah.
I think this is the one time per day that they can call in and they know you will be available. When something is new, if something has some level of risk, people want to feel assured. And you're the man at the end of the day who is responsible, where the
Absolutely.
Buck stops. So to be able to speak with you, I think it is a great thing.
I think it's a great thing too. I thought it was a good thing.
You know,
he doesn't want to like it. He just doesn't like it. Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't like it. He's an investor. And he's invested. He says, I don't like it. He says, I don't want to talk to you when I call. I want somebody else to answer the phone.
Yeah, okay.
I said, man, when we got over, like, I had to explain to him, we have like 15 people that work for our company right now. We have 50 people that answer the phone, literally. Every day we have 50 people that answer phones all day, every day, all night, all day. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So hold on right now. We're going to take a third break, and we're going to be right back. Just hold on. Don't hang up, folks. We're going to be right back. All right. I got a football game in the background.
We have a couple more guests joining the conversation. So
okay.
Let's take a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Nabuki. I just love that.
Yes, I
love that. I love Nabuki. Do you, Nabuki?
All day,
say
every
Nabuki
day.
Five times real fast. Nabuki, Nabuki, Nabuki.
I'm not going to try.
Say Nabuki five times real fast. Nabuki, 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 Nabuki.
That's why the shareholders don't want to speak to the CEO, because they know they like he is having too much fun. He's supposed to be out there selling stock, and he's in the booking. So we have a special guest. We have a special guest joining us tonight.
Who is
in the punch bowl? Mr. Jesse Lewis the Fourth.
Are you
with us,
Jesse Lewis the Fourth?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm excited to be here. I'm honored that you guys have me on the show. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Cool. So, now, your name is Jesse Lewis DeForest?
Yeah.
How do you spell DeForest?
Say it again, I'm sorry?
How do you spell DeForest?
DeForest.
DeForest. Roman numeral.
Like,
Mr. Collins,
my bad.
Royalty, you know, like royalty.
I thought he said DeForest. I was like, how do you spell DeForest? D-A-F-O-R-E-S-T, DeForest?
I come from a long lineage of Jesse's, and so I'm the fourth one.
Oh, that's good, that's good. We'll bring you to the punch bowl tonight.
England?
You might have to jump in here. We'll bring you to the punch bowl tonight.
The email Joseph sent me.
Well, that must have been a very attractive email. I'm telling you, it's got to be the most exciting email ever to get the fourth.
I mean, it was well written. I'm an English major. I have a BA in composition from Alabama A&M, so I'm a writer and a teacher. But it was well written. There was a minimal punctuation issue. So, yeah, it was well written. I'm going to say that. Was it convincing at the call in? Absolutely. I would agree that it was. I think that anytime I get a chance as an African-American actor to talk to other people who are also African-American in media, when we know that our representation is sometimes limited or skewed, is a benefit. And then even doing some background on my own, just the idea that you guys have the community involved with the dollar stock share, to me was very, very impressive. And so having that issue as well is why I wanted to call in and say that I just want to support anybody who is about supporting not only Black, but all people who are disenfranchised. Sorry,
Absolutely, 100%. So what are you working on now? What are you working on?
Oh, man. So working on getting back on television, number one, because I got to eat that part. I just did a movie. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I can't live on my looks. If I did, I'd be a model, but I'm not, so I can't.
So what shows have you been on, just so maybe we can figure something out?
Okay, yeah. So I'm a character actor. So that means that I, obviously, people that don't know what that means, I mean, I could be a man on Monday, and I could be a woman on Wednesday, literally, you know what I'm saying, pun intended. So my biggest role, I would say, would probably be a guest star on TNT, Southland, the cop drama with Jay King, and I played Victoria. I was on that until that was canceled. I've also been on several reality shows. I mean, from MTV to VH1. I started on 50 with 51 Minds, America's Most Smartest Model, back in 2007. I worked with Physically Fox, Meet the Spartans. That was a feature film shot that in Louisiana. Black Dynamite, Michael Jai White, Chris Spencer, Scott Sanders, pardon me. So I've been around for a minute. I think the issue that people just didn't know that I came from a reality TV background. So people have often assumed that people from reality TV can act. I, however, found the niche to come in and say, hey, I can put a dress on. I can look fine as him to dress on. I could also be a guy as well. So I began to do a lot of reality roles, and then I flipped into network TV and scripted stuff. So that's where I'm at now. Short story.
That's very eclectic, to say the least.
I think you want to do that every day. And Hollywood, you have to be eclectic. I mean, I didn't know about YouTube. I remember being on Twitter when it was just Solange and Ashton Kutcher. And I'm serious. Like, it was like the beta for Twitter. And I had a girl who's in PR, was like one of my best friends to this day, Cecily Wiggins. And she was telling me, like, you know, you honestly have to get on the cutting edge of social media. That's where this platform, that's where the industry is going. And I'm like, I'm an actor. I have a degree in composition, you know, federal intern, or teacher, blah, 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 blah. But I'm an actor. That's what I'm here for. But I would not be who I was with my little minuscule, you know, minimal career that I have right now that I'm struggling to fight for every day if I didn't understand social media. So you have to be eclectic to become understanding how to kind of change and evolve and not get left behind. Because let me tell you, a lot of dudes right now with wigs on that can't do what I do, but they have more numbers than I have. So that's an issue that I have to overcome. So you got to be
eclectic. Right, right. I can understand that. I don't know. I don't know what to say on that one. So now, what are you working on right now? What are you working on right now? I like to joke around, but I ain't going to joke around. But what are you working on right now?
No, by all means, trust and believe. I'm not fearful. I came to join the conversation, so ask the question you want to ask. Like, people want to hear that. They don't want to hear me talking about things I've been on that they don't fucking know.
So what is it like being a man putting on a dress? Now, I just got to ask, you know, like, how do you do that? I don't know if I would want to be in a role where I have to wear a dress. You know, I don't know. For me, you know, I don't know. I guess if they put $10 million on the table, I guess I would put one on, you know.
That's a very fair question, and I completely get that. And a lot of my friends who are actors and athletes and all of the above ask me how I do what I do every day. And what I tend to say is I'm a creative person. I'm an artist. And so when my character, I don't know if you guys have, I haven't been on a website yet, but I don't know if you guys have a chance to put up my images and what my character is like. I mean, I'm missing my camera right now.
You have to put that on the bookie. You have to create a whole page on the bookie, and I will share the hell out of it. You got to put that on the bookie.
I need all the PR. I need all the pub I can get. I can say any story is a good story. So any press is a good press. So anyway, I'm an artist. I don't see – okay, I'm from Chicago originally, raised in Sacramento, Chicago, blah, 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 blah. So I got both sides of the tracks in me. So when people come to me and say, well, I'm a man – And this is the way I to me, a man is somebody who provides for himself and provides for his family. I got friends that do that on all sides, on every extreme, literally and figuratively. I mean, for real, I know people that do everything to get money. So my question is, if you have and nobody can do better than you, and he's making you money, and if I hurt nobody but yourself, by all means, do it. I'm not pushing any sexual agenda. I'm not pushing any accepted agenda. I'm pushing a straight creative agenda, whereas I'm a character actor. I create these characters that are created for me. I walk the role, and I take on the role, and I do the best I can do. So it requires me putting a dress on, or put on a bikini, or put on a suit, or a do-rag, or smoke a blunt, or drugs. I mean, all of that, you know what I'm saying, that's what I do. You know what I mean? So for me, it's not like I'm pushing an agenda. I'm pushing entertainment.
Okay.
And you're
pushing it
well. We're not just talking about a character putting on a dress. I mean, I'm just staring at you as Miss Alabama, and I'm like, wow. Tell us, how did that happen, Miss Alabama?
Thank you for asking that question. It was very interesting. I was working with a producer and a casting director who was like, hey, we're casting for this stuff. We need to find people to represent transgender for the beauty, the world's first transgender beauty pageant. I was not aware of it. I do have a modeling background. I'm 35 years old now. So back in my 20s and my teens, I did it. I didn't make it. It is what it is. Everybody can't be the next Sam McCaffrey. It is what it is. So, or whoever else. You know what I mean? So I didn't make it. So I have that experience with the beauty world. So it said, you got it already. It's a character. You can do it. So I didn't realize that what I was doing actually with playing a man on a Monday and a woman on Wednesday, as I coined myself, was actually considered gender fluidity in the LGBTQ. I think that's what the alphabet is that goes there. They got to me now. I'm confused. I ain't going to lie to you. LGBTQ.
What does that stand for? The LGBTQ,
I'm pretty sure. But they have a gender fluid part category. So I was able to actually come on the beauty pageant as a gender fluid person. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I walked in there. Okay, it was in L.A. I'm based in Vegas. I come back and forth for work and other places. So I came in L.A. with, you know, do-rag on, you know, beanie, a skull cap, whatever, you know, jeans, Tim's. Like, I'm ready to sweat in Tim's. Like, I'm ready to just kind of think, you know, go to do a choreography. These women actually walked in, like, real transgender women who are from female. They were, like, breasts, hips, and all that. And I'm over here, like, I need to shave yet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And so and people were like, what are you doing here? And I said, well, you know, first of all, I got to say this first, that all rights, when it comes to civil rights, all rights, gay rights, women rights, all that came on the back of civil rights. Therefore, I feel like there should be a conversation with these small news groups that come out that say, what are you doing here? And my thing is, recognize that nobody would be anywhere right now if it wasn't for black people.
I agree with that.
There wouldn't be a GLAAD Awards. There wouldn't be a logo network for gay only if blacks hadn't been killed and fought for the right for them to be treated. Because everything else came secondary, thirdary, whatever. So, long story, I said to them, that was my speech. I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. Again, my character growth is gender fluidity. Next question. There were no more questions. Simple as that.
So you meet with the producer, and what does the producer say?
The producers love me. Fuck, I mean, I'm a character actor, so I know how to go on stage, I know how to work the crowd. Unfortunately, I didn't win the competition. I'm Miss Alabama, so I have a state title, but I didn't win the national title. So I didn't win the national. I was going to get the other 50 states. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, as a man who enjoys being a man, I like to get involved in my sexuality. It's not really an issue right now, what I do when I'm off time, but I don't have a problem with no dressing. I'll say that. Here we go. I've done it for personal and professional. You know, you take it or leave it, get it how you want to get it. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever, read it how you want to read it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have a problem with a dress on, but let me tell you, after 8 hours in heels and girdles and everything else, I am confident that I was born with the penis for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Amen to that. Amen.
And I have no problem.
That's too much work.
I have no problem saying that I am proud to be a man, and I am not in the wrong body, and that's okay because those women that are men and people that are struggling with that, I pray for them, and I know that that wasn't my issue. That's not my testimony. So it was an interesting experience. Let me tell you that. It was crazy.
Now I am crying. I am dying laughing so hard. I'm crying over here. I'm not even kidding.
I'm serious, because I'm going to tell you, and me being, you know, gay, bisexual, however they want to coin it these days, I didn't often know if I was in the right body. Going to a spiritual aspect, I wasn't quite sure with religion, my parents and family being Catholic on one side, Pentecostal, Baptist, the other, you know what I'm saying, being in the church. And I mean, I dated a deacon for a while. I always thought he's a guy, but that wasn't really legal because I think his wife was tripping. But the whole point I'm trying to make. Yeah, check that one. Yeah, check that one. I'll put that on stage. But I've always had a very spiritual background, no pun intended. And I didn't know what was going on with me sexually. So when I went to this competition as a transgender, gender fluid, I asked questions like, damn, am I supposed to be a woman? Like, I'm looking at men attractive, I'm finding women attractive. Like, what am I really supposed to be? Like, am I confused? Am I in the wrong body? I mean, I like my body, but, you know, do I want some titties? You know what I mean? So I didn't know. But I would tell you, after this experience, I know that I am who I'm supposed to be, and I'm lucky for that. And it's been a journey, and I love it. And being a black man is not easy. It's not harder than being anything else. It's just we got different things to deal with. Because I got some white friends who ain't wealthy, who aren't exactly successful. And I'm like, listen, you born white and you're not a millionaire? Like, you defective. What's wrong with you? And one of my best friends is Jewish and married to a rabbi. And so long story short, his wife's a rabbi. So he struggles with that, honestly. Like, you know, how to overcome being white, blonde hair, blue eyed, and not being the top of the game. So being black is hard. Being white is hard. Being gay is hard. Being trans is hard. Hell, being a black woman is hard. You know what I'm saying? Being a
amen. Throw that in there.
I ain't going to forget my sister. You feel me? I'm not forgetting nobody. So
right.
We all got our own issues.
You're very interested. Very interesting. We definitely would love for you to come back to the Funch Bowl, as well as to definitely join Nabuki. That's our social network, NABUKIE.com,
okay.
Nabuki.com. We are going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki, Mr. Collins?
Yes, I'm Nabuki, honey. I really, really, really Nabuki. I put the Nabuki in Nabuki.
That is right. We are having a great time tonight in the Punch Bowl. We have some fabulous guests joining us. Jesse Lewis, the fourth. I mean, I know you're driving now, but check. You really should see some of these photos. Amazing.
Well, I hope that he posts on the Nabuki. I think he should post it on the Nabuki, and then I'm definitely going to look at it. I think I'm definitely. There's no doubt in my mind. He's hilarious. That guy, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Completely, totally
but
awesome.
Do you see
really
the
awesome.
Pictures? The contrast. I mean, because usually you don't see that much of a contrast. You just kind of see someone who always looks pretty much the same. But I'm telling you, like he said, a man on Monday, a woman on.
If I dressed in drag, I would still look like Joseph. There's no way I would get around that. I would still look like a dude.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
No, I ain't even going to test it out. I'm just saying, I just know.
We should see.
No, we're not going to see that. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. I just know that I would look like that, though. I would look like that. So I'm going to make a movie and cast myself in drag and see what I look like.
I don't think people like to call it drag anymore.
I think
Oh, we're quoting RuPaul now?
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know. But what I do know is we have another special guest joining us in the Punch Bowl. This special guest has been joining the Punch TV Studios radio show just about every night, and they're traveling across the country and telling people about Punch TV Studios, IPO, and opportunities. Well, let me know. Let me find out. Are you with us? A bottle of you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. How you doing?
We are excellent. Thank you. Thank you. I see we have the radio on in the background.
Actually, it's the car. Calling in through the cell phone through the car right now.
Okay.
While I'm going around serial slapping people about Punch TV Studios socks.
Nice. Have you been to Natchez, Mr. Kipper?
I'm pretty sure I went through there like a few years back traveling over to San Bernardino. is that off of I-10?
No, it's off the 20 in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, what is it, 20 that goes across the country or 10? It's one of them. I can't remember. But I went all through Mississippi and Texas, and quite scary down there. Quite scary. But I tell you what, if Mr. Collins is going to play a drag queen in the next movie, then maybe the next time I'm out here, telling people about Punch TV Studios, I go ahead and wear one of them slingshot lime green G-strings.
Wow, that's horrible.
Well, listen, Mr. Collins, like Sharifa said, I have been listening quite frequently. Been engaged in PunchTVStudios.com since April 1st, actually. We were in Branson, Missouri. We had an accident out that way, and we heard it on the radio station out there on the Branson radio station that same day. So I set an alarm clock for December 1st to make sure that it was a good stock and to go out there and buy it. And have not stopped spreading the word since.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And one of the questions I did have in regards to the station, as far as Hampton Roads area, Hampton Roads, Virginia, northeast of North Carolina, what is the forecast in reference to stations coming this way?
We are going to build out the network. I think you got to turn your radio down just a little bit.
There you go. How about that?
I think we're going to build out the network over a period of about 4 years. And in building out the television network, we are definitely looking to have full national distribution and reach about 80 million homes. And I'm sure the Virginia area is going to be included in that.
Okay. My wife also sitting here right now with her head rolling around here, coming here in the corner. Like I said, we were out here in the road. I got my son with me, and basically we don't do work during the daytime. We get out here. I think it's really important that the youth in the community know about something like this. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and there's not an opportunity for students to know about finances. You think so, being in New York and seeing everybody going to work today to Wall Street, that they would sensitize finances for students in earlier grades and start on savings more often than they do. Virtual, they don't tell you. Am I still here?
So, are you still with us?
I'm still with you. Mr. Collins still with us?
Yeah, I'm going to a pretty bad area, so I'm going in and out. I'm sorry. I just kind of caught every word. But I think, let me hear what I understand you say is that a lot of people in New York, you know, you would think that our youth or whatever would be more involved, but they're not. Was that kind of the question?
Well, yes. In regards to, like I said, with New York, you know, it's a very, very financial center type city.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, yeah, and they don't talk to the youth about saving money. They don't talk to the youth about getting a savings account or getting stock when you have opportunity or anything like that. And I think that's something that should really be brought out to the community, especially in this particular case, in regards to being able to buy a share of stock for $1. I can pretty much see what I ran into from here to Miami and back. Everyone I've run into that's never heard of the Rainbow PrinceTVStudios.com. And that's why I'm out here serial slapping people.
Nice.
I'm trying to get them to wake up. And like I said, I was lucky, well, maybe unlucky, to have been hit by an 18-wheeler that particular day that it came on the radio. had it not been for that car accident, I might not have heard myself.
Wow. That's deep there.
And so
that's
allowed
deep.
Me, right. It allowed me to set an alarm for December 1st, which I was telling Sharif about a few days ago. To call in and get stuck. I've been calling to my family. In fact, I was speaking to my uncle in Nashville, Tennessee today. He owns a great restaurant out here, Daniel's Cafe, right in heart of Nashville. And I was telling him about Punch TV Studios. And so now he's going to buy stock. And I was also asking him to kind of get together for me the folks in his community because he knows them a lot better there in Nashville. I know absolutely no one. But he's been there for 20, 25 years with that restaurant, Danville Cafe, and he's actually going to open up the restaurant and have folks come in and talk about the IPO to get some of the communities there involved.
Well, I think financial literacy is not a subject matter that they teach in our schools. What they teach you in schools is how to get a job. What they teach you in schools is how to be great employees, but they don't teach you how can I build a multi-billion-dollar company.
Correct.
How can I leverage what I'm doing to have a sustainable business that can last post my existence? And a lot of times we in urban communities, we don't want to share our businesses. So we don't want to have partners who are shareholders demanding of us to build a successful company, not only for ourselves, but more for them. And understanding the economic...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And understanding the economic mechanisms that make all of that work. And a lot of us don't want to do that. We're so excited to have a business until we're not willing to share that business with other people that we know and don't know to build a larger, more sustainable company. And that's a real challenge. It's a real challenge. Many of us are first generation business owners. So we haven't really as a whole had the circumstances. We've been more consumers than we have been business owners. And what I'm trying to do with our community, with Punch TV Studios, is bring business back to the people by allowing them to become part owners. When you are a stockholder, you're not just investing in a company. You become part owner of that company and utilizing a system that is sustainable over a long haul and over a long period of time and making sure that we achieve our goals at Punch TV Studios that should ensure the success of our company, and that's what we're after and what we're making such a difference in and what we're making such a big issue over. And this is why this is such a really big thing that we're doing with the IPO. It's really big because we're bringing it to the community, and we're saying you get to be a part owner of this company before we even begin trading, and that's why this is exciting.
Right, it is very exciting. Like I said, I go to bed geeked every night. I'm very excited to wake up the next day and see how much closer we are to, you know, trading at one point. And another thing I think that would probably help, and I could see it happening really, is this whole PunchTVStudios.com $1 share IPO actually becoming a reality. So, because people wouldn't believe it. They really would not. And it'd be quite interesting to see the responses of folks throughout the communities in other states as they learn about PunchTVStudios.com. And like I said, because I have traveled 75, 85, you know, interstate, 95, 40, Florida Turnpike, having my company on the back of the car, having Punch TV Studios written on the windows with, you know, the little chalk that you can get at Walmart, just to let folks know, just to kind of get the word out and at least make them curious enough to want to check it out. But most folks actually believe that it's not even real. And I get so
frustrated. That is a challenge. That is a challenge. That is a challenge. And most people, because they haven't had access to it before.
Right.
They haven't had access to the information. They haven't had access to this type of thing before. So it's very difficult for people to embrace things like this, because most of these things take place over our head. When somebody says, I'm going to raise $50 million and I'm going to do it selling a dollar a share, that means that just that amount of money that you think about goes over most people's heads. Most people don't realize that even with a company like Crunch, and if we market cap, let's say our stock goes to $10 a share, we've created a $1 billion company. And there's a lot of millionaires that could be a part that are created when you are creating a $1 billion company. One thing I've noticed this online, a lot of people say, hey, invest in Punch, but, you know, you're going to buy a lottery ticket. You know, it's just like buying a lottery ticket. It's really not like buying a lottery ticket. And the reason why I'm going to say that, I say that, is because when you buy stock in Punch, you are guaranteed to become a 100% owner of the company. Your stock makes you a part, 100% part owner of the company. When you invest in a lottery ticket, you don't know if you're going to win or lose or not. You just got to throw the money out there, and chances are that you're not going to win. When you invest in Punch TV Studios, even though we're $1 a share, you automatically win because you become a part owner of the company. You join an elite group of people who in America rarely get to invest in an IPO. It's not even just an African-American thing. It's people in America, period, rarely get to invest in an IPO because the bigger companies snatch it up. The bigger companies, they'll buy it up, they'll take the risk, and you never get a chance to be a part of that. And what we're doing at Punch is we made the conscious decision to say, let's go to the community first. Let's give the community an opportunity to buy out this stock. If the community buys out this stock, then it's going to be great for our community. And that's the approach that we're taking, not because we can't get the hedge funds to buy, but not because we can't get the big investment bankers to buy. That is not our dilemma. Our thing is we want to empower our community. I want to see multimillionaires made from buying Punch TV stock. I want to see that happen, and I will. And I just think it's amazing, absolutely amazing, absolutely.
Yeah,
amazing.
I'm very glad that you are talking to the folks personally. You know, I wanted to answer that question. You were wondering if, you know, as a CEO speaking to the public, I like it very much. I feel important, you know. I mean, I know you're shorter than I am and everything, but I still feel important, you know. And I'm really hopeful for the future and really hopeful that everyone who does get into buying a stock, you know, they do it for their family. They think about it down the line. I think it's better than reparations. I think it's better than 40 acres and the mule. And folks have complained about that for so long, and it would make sense to me that they would take advantage of something like this. Because now it gives you a foothold in America.
It gives you a foothold in the financial system of America. And
correct.
I agree with that 100%. It gives you a foothold in the financial system of America. And more importantly, you're going to get to learn something that you never even, you don't even know how powerful this tool is. Being a stockholder during an IPO is like taking one of those big wrecking balls and knocking down a building. And you are the wrecking
right.
ball. That's the equivalent to what this is. That gives you so much power. And when you swing that power into anything that's in the way, you will knock it down. And that's
right.
the equivalent of what we're doing here.
And that's the lovely part about it. I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, I've always wanted to be a clone. I don't have to go to Wall Street now to do so. I don't have to be on the stock exchange floor to feel a part of something great. And I really thank you for doing this for you know, for everybody here in the States. And hopefully they take advantage of it and we all can get the word out. I know I've been sharing it on every media site I have, social media, and probably getting on my family's nerves.
We want to see some of the pictures of the chalk on the truck.
I would like to see that on the back of the truck. Yeah, the chalk on the back of the truck. So we need to post that everywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead with me a bar of soap and write it on the back of my car window.
It works. I've been doing the body sometime. In fact, when we were coming back from Nevada, Missouri, after getting our car in Joplin, after being there for about 6 days waiting on a vehicle after that 18-wheeler accident, we rode it all over the rental car. I got all kinds of pictures. I will send some pictures. That's not a problem. I'm just very happy that all this got started. And it's amazing to see how Nabuki has taken off. Do you know Nabuki?
Yeah.
I had to get my voice in there.
He threw that in there. I give you credit for that. That way I have to give you some real credit.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being on tonight's show. It's a very special show tonight. And I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank folks that are traveling across the country, letting people know about Punch TV Studios, letting their family know. I think you should let people know. I think you should let your family know about Punch TV Studios. And together, we're going to change the way media is done in America. We're going to change the way we tell stories in America and around the globe. And I think everybody should visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And I just want to thank everyone, thank our producer, thank everybody for being a part of this show tonight. Made it so special. And we are doing some great things in media. Again, I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night at about the same punch time on the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.